Hi everybody, welcome. I'm Camilla. I'm the chair of the lead sales and buying chapter. Welcome. I have three amazing guests with me today. Joanna, Catherine and Stefan, welcome. Thank you for coming to talk to our membership today. If we could start with some introductions, that would be wonderful. Over to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us here, Camilla, and hello, everyone. My name is Katrin Staube-Werner, and I'm here today with my colleague Joanna, who I would hand over to.
Hi, everybody. My name is Joanna Tornay, and who we are. That's why we talk this also also as one person, because we are the job share as a customer director in Germany, responsible for foods and refreshment for our wonderful customers Edeka and RTG Group.
So me, thank you, Camilla, for the invitation, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to support the great work of the LEAD network, hopefully, with this little interview. Yes, my name is Stefan Pfeiffer. I'm leading in Unilever Germany, the sales organization.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So let's dive right in. Joanna, you mentioned there about your job share setup, and that's what we're here to talk to you about today. So perhaps the two of you could tell me a little bit more around what you mean by job sharing.
Yes, certainly, Camilla. So what is a job share? What is a job share? A job share is a construct that allows us to work as one person, as an integrity. So we have this one role. And instead of splitting it and giving it the responsibility to two persons, we still keep the integrity of the job and share it, share the agenda and act as one person. That's what the definition of the job share in our eyes are.
That's a really unusual setup. I'll be honest, I've really not heard of many examples of that, especially in a retailer facing or externally facing role. Could you share a little bit around how this happened, how this came about?
So we do have a broad contact with job share in the Unilever context for many years now. So this is a job model that is really into the DNA of Unilever, I think. But you're right, this is something that is very new for the role in sales. As far as we know, we are the first job share pair working in sales. So, yes.
And how it happened, we actually had to need to hand over to Stefan, because as you know from the love chapter, here for our role, he was a matchmaker.
I was the matchmaker.
I think that's good. A perfect description. Stefan, please tell us, because I think this is a very innovative job situation, and I think you've shown incredible leadership to try it out. Could you talk us through a little bit around how you made this happen?
Exactly. Good. No, easy. I think I have now 40 minutes left to explain exactly what has happened. I try to make it as short as possible. I joined the company Unilever 4 years ago, and I was surprised that my VP told me that we have job shares. Never experienced this before. The job share he was talking about was my HR business partner. And from the first day, it was a perfect fit. It was I didn't even recognize that there are two persons I'm talking to. And since then, I would say my job share experience and all the time positive experiences have started and continued. We had we filled internal roles with a job share duo, also a job share with one from internal recruited, also an external recruit, also worked out. And around 2 years ago, I've started to talk about this model also with my key customers. And the feedback was surprisingly not so good when I started talking about it. But I continued. And over time, I think they opened up. And then one of our CD directors decided to retire, and I was thinking about, okay, Ma, who would be the perfect fit? And then Joanna came up with the idea to look into a job share solution, and this was the starting point. Then we took the risk, saying, okay, Ma, we knew, and I knew from internal roles this can work, and we decided, okay, Ma, internal work, it will work internally, and therefore, why shouldn't it work externally? And with Katrin also open for a job share test and pilot, we started a year ago with it, and so far all positive internally, but also from what our customers are telling us. So a real win.
You mentioned there that there were a few challenges and a few people who maybe weren't initially convinced that this would be a good idea. Do you have any advice for other leaders or other people who want to convince their organization to give this a try? What would you tell them?
I would say it's preparing a plan, as in every single phase we are doing with innovations or business planning we do in our professional life. So starting with a vision, how should it look like? What is the job share? What is the definition? What is it for you? And then going for detailed planning. So not only saying this is the rough idea, but this is going to work like this, and then defining really the principles, and also prepare for obstacles, as we say, prepare for the reasons to say no. So think about things and ideas that could be at the beginning hard to imagine, and find a concrete solution for that. Katrin?
Yes, I think the key thing before we started, we prepared a lot. I think we spent 4 months where we prepared and how we will fill out the role, how we will do it. And people talk about job share, but it's really a job share, it's not job split, because normally when people think also about job share, they split certain parts of it. We don't do that. We are really a virtual one, as we call ourselves. That means that we have one telephone number, we have one email address. And as the customer would say, we speak with one voice, we just sound differently. So I think that was one of the nicest feedbacks from the customer. And you know, the customer normally, if he doesn't give you any feedback, you know it's good. If he gives you a positive feedback, you know, it really works. And we really anticipated what would they say, to really reflect and to put ourselves in their shoes. And I think that was one of the key success factors at the end of the day. And let's be honest that we were all aligned and all convinced that it would work, together also with Stefan and the support also of our CEO, Peter.
I can add to what Katrin just said. I think you as a line manager you need to shift. I think a job share is not two part times, and that's I think that's that was a very good reminder. I think when I started and met my first job share and also filled my first role with a job share, I had to learn and understand this. My three advices I can give is trust. You should trust your people, and you should simply say, okay, well, this will work out, without putting too much questions and concerns on the table. The job share will anyhow sort it out. The second one is, I think you should not force people to do a job share. So it should come from their own, from their heart, and they should recommend it, and they should be open for it. I think it will be difficult if you say you will go into a job share. The third one, that's what Joanna mentioned, also as a people manager, you have to take care that the ramp up phase is well supported. Don't be close on the business part. We have excellent people here with Katrin and Joanna. So they do the business, and they don't need me to handle the customers. It's more about my questions coming from internal and external peers, and to make sure that like on every ramp up phase, taking over a new role, there are things that take maybe a little bit more time than with a 5 years experienced CD director. You need to make sure that this is not linked to the job share setup, because it is not. It's not. You should stop right in the beginning, even before questions are asked.
Very, very good. Katrin and Joanna, would you mind walking us through then what a typical week looks like? I'm sure every job share is unique, but could you talk us through how yours works?
Well, first of all, it's like in your professional life, Camilla, there is no typical week. Like you, we have internal alignment, team meetings, cross-functional meetings, we have customer meetings, we have strategic topics. Obviously, in our role as a customer director, depending on the timing of the year, certain topics become bigger than others. For example, now as of September, the focus obviously is on the annual negotiations. So we are just diving in from a customer meeting where we kicked off our annual negotiations. So currently we are mostly concentrating on customer meetings, including the preps with our teams. As a job share, what are the key things, how we organize ourselves in the day-to-day business? Let's be honest, it's a lot about discipline. We are very disciplined on a day-to-day basis. To be very efficient at the end of the day, we really have a written handover from every day, so that you read through. We try at least to have weekly connects where we discuss bigger topics. Where we need to have the exchange to align on one voice. And a lot is done also by the digitalization these days. It's very easy to use all the tools that we have. We use OneNote, we use Teams, we use the SharePoint together so that we can really organize ourselves very quickly to be efficient at the end of the day. And that when I start, because Joanna takes over the first part of the week, I take over the second part of the week, I'm already set what has happened. And our team, our customer, but also Stefan, they can directly ask, continue the discussion they had with Joanna the day before, because I know what's spoken about. And not only the content, but also the emotions.
Yes, and I would sum it up with three things that Katrin mentioned. The first one is alignment. So on strategic topics, there has to be a fundament where we are 100% clear on where the journey takes place. And then there is trust and transparency. Transparency in the meaning of when we are one, the person should remember what she or he said the day before, and that's how we do that. And our objective is that the people don't know who they talked to last time because it doesn't matter. Because there is no difference in talking to Katrin or talking to me. They will always get the same.
I think the impression I'm getting is that you two also are very aligned and perhaps have similar ways of thinking about things. Is that a real success factor? Was that part of why you thought this could work? How did you two connect and team up?
To be honest, we have very different personalities. We really come from different angles and we have different strengths. But we have one key strength that we share. We have no ego. So we get together to one direction very quickly at the end of the day. And I think that's really the benefit of it. You have two personalities with different strengths and we combine them. So the blind spots that a person normally has decrease. I would say, obviously, we have no blind spots because we are two people. And we consider it already from different parts and from different directions. And that's the key thing.
Yes, and as I said, I think that the need for this very fundamental alignment is there. But the real beauty of the job share is when you combine the strengths. So it's even an advantage if you're not emotional twins, because that's how the strength can double and the blind spots disappear.
And could I maybe dive into the personal side of things? What positives has being able to do a job share brought to you personally and to your life outside of work?
Yes, I think one of the key things when you work together with a person so closely is that you always have someone who mirrors you and who tells you what has been good but what hasn't. So you're constantly getting feedback. If you ask or not, it doesn't matter. The person just tells you. And this is something where your personal development is very strong. Because you're constantly getting feedback all the time and developing yourself further while still working on the same goal. Because the key thing is we have one goal planned together. So we don't differentiate between the two of us. And we also asked Stefan to get the same feedback at the end of the year. So we are sitting together in one boat and we need to sail in the right direction together, otherwise it will not work. So the feedback is always to develop yourself and to get better at the end of the day. So it's nothing personal, but it's something really to grow and to get better. Joanna?
I mean, imagine how cool this is to have a personal coach all the way through. So every day there is someone whose goal is to make you better, because it's then the key point how you as one person can get better. So our personal aim is to get the second person even better and bring her to shine. So this is something that is really very, very valuable. And of course you mentioned the private perspective. This is also a point where you can have the freedom of combining the personal and the professional life in a way that is very comfortable. And I mean, Katrin and I worked in very different models throughout our professional life. So we both worked in a full time, in part time, and something in between. And now working in a job share is very it's a very good thing. How we can react to our personal situation in a very agile way.
This is a bit off script. But I wanted to just ask, are you okay with me asking a quite a pointed question about why you wanted to job share and to share a bit more about maybe your family life or outside of work or not? It's totally okay if you don't want me to ask that, but people might be interested in why.
No, it's no problem.
Okay.
It's no problem.
Thank you. Right, let me think about how to phrase that question. Would you both mind sharing a little bit about why you wanted to job share? Catherine, maybe you could start.
Yes. My key target always is because I try to be perfect at the end of the day as everyone. So to be perfect in my professional life, but also my personal life, obviously, because I have a family with two quite small kids, 3 and 5. They want to have time for me as well, but also need to have time to be successful in my professional life, but also to develop myself professionally. The key question that I was asking myself all the time was how can I develop further and get new challenges and but still have a personal life that I'm satisfied with. And that was at the end of the day for me, that was an excellent opportunity, to be very honest. And the fun part is Stefan offered it to me on my birthday. I think it was the best birthday present that year when he offered it to me. Because it gave me the opportunity to develop myself further, to take over a new role, a new challenge, and to grow while still having time for my kids and my husband at the end of the day, and not being too stretched at the end of the day. How do I put everything in the hours between 7 and 8 p.m.? Joanna?
Yes, so for me, the starting point were two things I realized. Well, one of them was very obvious for me. So I love my family. I also have two little kids, and I love my job. And what I discovered for me is this is not about the balance. This is somehow about being happy in job makes you be a better mother or whatever roles you have in your private life, and the other way around. So being a very in a very balanced way, being both is the key to something which makes me very happy. And the setup of when I can have it both, and I don't have to choose, is something that is that was a really real blessing for me, also in my personal development, and thinking of you're so much more than the role that sticks to you when you just go one way. So yes.
And Stefan, I would love your perspective on something. So in my experience, the only people I know who have done a job share are women. And job sharing has been an incredible enabler for women to continue their careers, as well as balancing perhaps childcare or family commitments. Do you know of any examples of men job sharing? Do you think that's something that perhaps men might want to take up as an opportunity as well? It's just not something we've seen much. What's your perspective on the difference of the genders on this issue?
At the moment, we have in Unilever Germany one job share, which is a mixed job share, so male and female. And I think it's obvious that it doesn't matter who is doing the job share. It's more about, okay, is it working or not? point is clearly, I think women are usually more open for it. Katrin and Joanna have described it. What was one of the reasons why moving from full-time into part-time or into a job share? And at least in Germany, but I think that's also the case in the other markets, usually the mothers are reducing working time. Forward-looking, this will change, I'm pretty sure. Why? We are talking to our young talents, very young talents. There is not the ambition like it was when I've started. Working seven days a week, 12 hours to become general manager in the age of 35. Luckily, this has changed. There's much more an ask from our young talents, the younger generation, to have a better split between work and private life, and not to differentiate and not to give up the one or the other. And job share is a perfect solution, but definitely not the only one. And it's not a gender topic, it's a generation topic. And honestly, I'm happy that this is coming, because like I've said, I think this 7 days a week and 12, minimum 12 hours a day, I definitely can say, okay, I missed some part of life. And I'm therefore also open not to be part of the change, but to drive change and to also address other topics.
Thank you. Very important messages. Thank you for sharing. So Stefan, when you were thinking of putting a job share together, were there any roles that you would refuse to job share? Are there any jobs that are just too big to even consider? Or do you think that any job could be run this way?
A very good question. When I started 4 years ago, I was, despite having only a positive experience with job share, when the first job share to be filled was proposed to be a job share, I was skeptical. And I said, yes, maybe we can do it here, but I have excluded other areas. This has changed now. I'm convinced that more or less, at least in the commercial part, you can fill all jobs with a job share, part-time or full-time, doesn't matter. I think what I've said before, it's all about trust, making it happen, commitment. Katrin and Joanna, excellent example for that. Katrin and Joanna are not managing only small category or a smaller customer. They are leading the biggest sales team in Germany, our biggest customer. Wow. and the most complex to customers. If you Google, you will anyhow find out, and therefore I can mention here, it's Edeka and the RTG. And so I can clearly say, yes, there is no differentiation needed. Even the big categories, complex jobs can be done by job shares. Maybe even better, don't know. But I, in the meantime, no concerns at all looking into job share when filling a position.
I have to say, I'm really surprised and inspired that you would have such a huge, important role as a job share. I'm sure a lot of people out there think that's really brave to have done this. What's the reaction been from outside? What's the reaction been from your retailer?
Yeah, I'd like to answer this because, like always, we have not pre-talked this or pre-aligned this with our retailers. It was more kind of, okay, my 2 years of seeding, but then making a decision and then going live immediately with an announcement. And I was nervous when the day came and we have talked to the customers, but feedback was extremely positive. Usually I'm here to complain about retailers. This time I don't. They have been extremely open, have not challenged it at all. And as I said before, complex customers across all hierarchy and across all the complexity of these two customers, very, very positive feedback, collaborative, and really from the first day, the willingness to make it work and to make it a success. So all went well so far.
So guys, I'll be honest, you're making this sound like an absolute dream. Why aren't we all job sharing? This must be so easy and great. Except I'm sure it isn't sometimes. Joanna and Catherine, could you share what happens when you don't see things the same way, or when maybe you're not so aligned on how to do something?
Yes, Camilla, it's a very good question, because yes, we are still two people, but in the job we are one. And I mean, if you think of your personal life, there is a very good example on that we all know, and this is parents. So you always have two people in here. With a strategic alignment, or saying being in line on the very fundamental things, but often with some different opinion on the details. And how should it work? You talk and you discuss and you realign, but in going out and speaking to everybody else, you speak with one voice. So it's not like we're always in the same opinion, and that is the beauty of the job share, because you can have the first round of feedback in yourself, in this one. But going out, it's one voice.
It was also funny for me to see. I think I would see it a little bit like an open and closed door discussion. I think it's clear. I think knowing both of them, I know a little bit of their style, background, perspective and preferences. In the beginning, it was a little bit easier for me. Mahu was... If this one message was it a fit from the beginning, or the alignment after a discussion? But now, after 1 year, it's hard for me to differentiate. It's the one message. And therefore, I think it's for me clear that there must be a closed door discussion somewhere where they align. But as soon as they open the door, talking to me or talking to the customer. It's one message. It's one opinion.
You sound like a very powerful team. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go against you.
It's like in your personal life, you look for a good partner, and the same is true for the professional life. You look for a good partner. We were lucky ones that we really found ourselves at the end of the day, and are really willing to work on one goal and to have fun while doing that.
So my final question for each of you, I'm sure there are a lot of people watching this who would love to do this, but are scared of approaching their company, or who haven't got a partner maybe to do this with, or just don't even know how to start the conversation. What advice would you give to people out there who want to do a job share but just don't know where to start? Stefan, maybe you could go first.
Yeah, okay, I can do both. I think from a people manager perspective, and also from individual people managers, be open and not wait till someone is coming to you to do a job share. But take the next one who's either coming back asking for a part-time assignment, or when you have to fill a role, just try it, talk about it. I mentioned before, 2 years, around 3 years ago, I've started talking with external partners about it. It will take some time. And trust your people, and we excellent people managers doing our business, we are far away from taking a risk. So why not also here? And I can promise you the risk is nothing compared to others. And also the young talents or talents, if you're interested in a job share, talk to your boss, talk to your HR partner. And if they are not open, I can offer, but they should ping me on LinkedIn and I can talk to them directly. And I mean it. The experience I've made are so positive. The way of working will change. So sooner or later, we all will have job shares in our companies. And I would be happy to not only give a contribution in Unilever, but also outside. Yeah, my name is Stefan Pfeiffer. You will find me.
Excellent. Catherine?
Yes, to be honest, I would start also with a plan. Ask yourself why you want to do it. Is this something because you need more time for yourself, or is it because you're in a certain situation? Because obviously, Joanna and me, we've also worked full time, we've worked part time. Now we are working in a job share. Situation changes. So make yourself a plan. Ask others. What do they think of it? What are obstacles that you might face? And then discuss it, as Stefan said, with your line manager, and discuss the benefits of it, the obstacles, and develop it further. And be passionate about it, because at the end of the day, it's really if you want to be happy, you need to love it, and so be passionate about it and also have fun.
Joanna, last words from you.
Yeah, yes, definitely. So it's all said, but summing it up, it's trust and transparency. So be open. I think that what we say, is it a crazy idea? Yes, perhaps if you hear it for the first time. Is it something that has never been there? No, it's not. So there are a lot of positive feedback in the system, and you can always take this and say, yes, the idea is there. I would love to do it, and this is something that we want to align and plan with the team, with your line manager, and saying, how would it work? So what is your vision? What is your dream? And how could it work? So being very aligned, but very trustful and transparent on how you would do it.
Thank you, all of you, for being so candid and for really each of you giving some really, really good advice to anybody out there thinking about job sharing or who's even interested in the idea. So sincerely, thank you very much to all of you, and we'll see you all soon.
Thank you, Camilla.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
For taking the time.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.